This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This weekly series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's our pleasure to have back with us today Representative James D. Martin, Republican from Alabama. Mr. Martin, glad to have you back with us.
Thank you, Dick. Pleasure certainly mine.
Congressman Martin, we've been discussing the situation in Selma, Alabama, and surrounding territory, where various Negro groups have been staging demonstrations, supposedly for the right to register and vote. Are you familiar with this situation?
Yes, I'm very familiar with that, Dick. Of course, I have been to Selma. I have studied it. I have followed it carefully in the news media. I have kept a member of my staff on duty there in Selma, where we have taped hours of discussions and comments and speeches. We probably have as complete information on that particular issue as any man in the Congress.
Do you believe that the American people, by and large, have been given a true picture of what's been going on in Selma?
No, I certainly don't, Dick. You see, we're living in the day of mass media. And mass media feeds on excitement. Mass media feeds on the instant that something is provoked. Mass media feeds on an incident that could be carefully planned. Not on the day-and-day routine. The day-and-day routine would be dull in the news media's eye. So consequently, the daily living of Southerners, the daily living of Selma, the peaceful, law-abiding citizens, the good relations between the two races. For instance, when I was in Selma, I talked to a Negro citizen there who had lived in Philadelphia, and he said, Congressman, if we in Selma ever break down in the feeling between the two races like they have in some areas of the North and the East, he said, we Southerners would be living in chaos. This sort of communication doesn't reach the mass media, only the excitement. The law-abiding, following carefully the letter of the law, daily procedure is overlooked.
Well, if these demonstrations are not over the right to register and vote, what are they all about?
Well, of course, we have in the past, because of the history of the South and because of 100 years of excesses in one way or the other, had some complications in our voting. And I think we Southerners are quick to realize it. But all citizens now have the right to vote in the South. They have been exercising it for a number of years. Since you're talking mostly about the Negroes' right to vote, I would tell you in my hometown it has not been an issue at all. Good Negro citizens have always voted and registered to vote and taken interest in politics. Of course, our problem has been to get the rest of our Negro citizenry to take an interest in politics. Now, there is something else on the scene. There is something else on the horizon. Apparently, the leaders of various movements are not satisfied with the civil rights law that was just passed. They haven't given it a chance to work. It hasn't had an opportunity to be fully implemented. Rather than to wait and see, rather than to take the cautious, patient attitude of most thoughtful citizens, they have deliberately gone into the South to provoke instances. For instance, you will recall that these were called off during the election period, mm-hmm. and then immediately after the election, they were started again. And they were started, in my opinion, for the purpose of creating in America and in the Congress the pressure to apply and to get passed another law, another voter law. And this law, in my opinion, is one that they want to abolish completely the qualification of voters. In other words, in all of the states of the Union, all you would do in compliance with this federal law, if it is passed, is to go down and be able to sign your name and to vote. Of course, most states have some type of qualifying law. They have some type of test. You either have to have the sixth grade level, or I think New York now has the eighth grade level. They have determined that you cannot let the mass uneducated run the country. Now, our problem is not to deny the vote to a citizen, but to raise the level of the citizenry up so that they can vote. Because no thoughtful American wants to deny any American his right to vote. And if he is not qualified because of the lack of education to vote, what we need to do is to educate him, not to lower the barrier.
Well, in other words, this mass registration approach, in your opinion, would be putting the cart before the horse.
I certainly think so. I think our great task in this country is to continue to educate our citizenry, to encourage them to register, to encourage them to vote, to take them to encourage them to participate in the politics and the party of their choice. This is the American way. It's not lowering America to our lowest level, but try to raise our lowest level up to a higher standard.
Congressman Martin, I have the idea that a great many people in this country have the notion that these demonstrations in Selma and surrounding territory were spontaneous things that just happened. Is this the case?
No, I'm afraid that is not the case, Dick. They were carefully planned. I have something here that I put into the record from a speech that I made on the floor of the House, and I'll read it very briefly for
Please
you.
Do.
It may interest you to know that before the Selma outbreak, word was passed to the world of the massive campaign. Before he was ever jailed in Selma for breaking the law, the perpetrator of violence had an ad prepared to run in the New York Times asking for funds to finance more demonstrations. Before he was jailed in Selma, he had stationery printed giving his address as the Selma jail. He went to Selma with a set purpose of breaking the law so that he would be arrested. His love for publicity is above the sacredness of the laws of our land, not only the laws of Alabama, but of the whole nation and of other states of the Union. Does he follow one law for his cause and his followers and another law for the rest of America? Can America allow this even if he demands it and at the same time protect the liberties of all our people? I can only conclude that he does hold himself and his cause above the law and that he will destroy the law and the nation unless his demands, all of his demands, are met in exactly the way he proposes them. So I illustrated further in that speech where a great effort had been made to meet the demands of the various groups, but instead of being satisfied once the demands were met, they quickly advocated another set of demands. So if you met demands today, you had new ones tomorrow, new ones the next day, and it was a never-ending process.
So that there is really no appeasing these demands?
No, there is no appeasing. It's like we've been dealing on the worldwide front. You cannot appease people that have set their goal to have their demands met no matter what, and who have abrogated in their own minds the thought of complying with the laws and following the procedures that all law-abiding citizens do in redressing their grievances in this country.
Congressman Martin, as I understand your Alabama voter registration procedure, the registration boards in the various counties in Alabama have a statutory number of days provided by law. They meet a certain number of days each month or each quarter. Now, when the situation became obvious that there were going to be more than the usual number of applicants in Selma, what happened there? Did the Dallas County Board of Registrars seek to close down temporarily, or did they really try to accommodate these extra people?
No, Dick, they did the thing that they should have done. They applied for 10 additional days in order to accommodate additional citizens that might apply. They opened their board for the 10-day period, but the first six or seven days they had practically no applicants. In other words, the registrars sat there all day waiting for someone to come in and register to vote. Now, this is in spite of the fact that it was advertised very highly in the newspaper and on the radio that the Board of Registrars are open to vote. I had somewhere in my list a very precise statement on this of the number of people that came down to apply. And it so happens that, here it is. Under the date of December 24th, 64, said days of the board meeting was published in the Selma Times Journal.
These extra voting days.
These extra voting days, and this is the statement of the registrars in the paper. And they go on to say, now what happened? On the fourth day of January, two Negroes and four white persons appeared and executed applications. On the fifth, no Negroes but six whites. On the sixth, four Negroes and one white. On the 12th, four Negroes and two whites. On the 13th, seven Negroes and one white. Then here on the 18th shows up a long line containing such great numbers until it surely was obvious to all that no such number could hope to be processed in one day. In other words, they sit there quietly waiting for applicants, and then the next day thousands show up. Well, I would say for the board, all applicants were treated courteously and politely, in spite of the fact that some were yelling and stomping and singing and creating a problem for the board.
But if people were really looking for an opportunity to vote, they had ample opportunity to show up and register.
Of course, Dick, the right to register to vote and the opportunity to register and vote had always been there. But had they come down quietly, they would have been without fanfare, they would have been out the national media, they would have made no impact upon America. It's like me screaming, quit hitting me, and you aren't hitting me. And yet the paper says, Dick says that Jim Martin struck me. Well, of course, what the problem was for the South to defend its position. Yes, they had a right to vote, they had a right to register, they had done so, they should have done so, quietly, as citizens of this country have done throughout America.
What do you feel can and should be done to communicate the true facts of the Selma situation to the American public?
Dick, I said the other day to one of the giant magazines of our country, if you want to do a service to America, if you want to do something high in the calling of journalism, go to the South and write just one story and dedicate yourself to telling absolutely the truth. His remark was, well, I don't know whether that would sell. And this, of course, is our great problem.
Because it is conflict, violence, and such that draws the most attention from the national
media. Yes, and that's what makes the magazines sell and the papers sell. I believe, though, that there are great men in the journalistic world that will apply themselves to this task and tell the true story to America.
Let's hope so, Congressman Martin. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure was mine.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Congressman James D. Martin, Republican from Alabama. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.